doorbells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight. We're happy tonight. A walking in a winter wonderland.
The 49ers Foundation has hosted this event for 14 years. It's a weekend-long extravaganza featuring our players, our coaches, our alumni, and really fabulous 49ers Foundation supporters. But probably the most important component of it is that it's a huge fundraiser. It's actually the single largest fundraiser for the 49ers. We host every year, and last year brought in $2 million. We're a pretty competitive bunch, so we're hoping to make more this year.
We have a number of different wineries. We'll have 22 wineries that are here. Pouring and tasting wines. We'll have a chalk talk session with the coaches. There's a salary cap session. There's a cooking demonstration and lots of activities for both adults and kids. It's an exciting weekend that has turned into really a family weekend and is our biggest fundraiser of the year.
It's pretty unbelievable what this has grown into. In our first year, we had about 200 people here. We were trying to raise $100,000. We would have been thrilled with that. And the last 14 years, it's gone from something that started as an adult weekend, trying to get people to come up, be involved in philanthropy, and it's totally evolved into a family weekend.
Now, the event has grown considerably over the 14-year period of time, and this is the most successful fundraising event that we do all year for the 49ers Foundation.
Well, it's amazing. You see the 49ers in action, and we've been talking about Levi's Stadium for so long, but to come here and to see the mountain as our stadium is unbelievable, and to see the players and the coaches engage, and it's not just a one-off moment. It's actually a chance to build a relationship with the team, and that's been awesome for us, and to include the families even better, and to see the kids taking everything in and to participate and to see how the players engage with kids, it's just awesome.
It's such an unbelievable venue, and the 49ers do it right. The Yorks bring in just high-quality vendors, everything across the board.
The first and most important thing in football, okay, when it comes to safety, is your eyes are up.
We never hit anybody with what part of your helmet, ever. The top. What happens if you hit somebody with the top of your helmet with the 49ers? You're out.
The best part is that there is no one best part. The event's got lots of activities, and so you can come up here, and if the sun was shining and there was no snow on the mountains, there would still be something to keep you busy all day long.
One of our sons that came up joked about it being the winter element. What do they like the most about it, the winter element?
My kids are thrilled to see snow. They're out there, they're throwing snowballs at each other. And who doesn't throw a snowball, you know, when they see snow? To see my daughter ski for the first time, 5 years old, to put on skis and take her first little trek down the hill. I mean, that's something I'm going to remember my whole life.
It's great to see some of the guys go out there, play a little broomball, curling, get a little competition going.
Broomball was great. Our team, blue team, we were number one. We won the game 3-2 today. It's a lot of fun, you know, hanging out with the kids and signing autographs. It's just great to give back. I have to admit it feels like I'm a kid again out there playing.
All what the 49ers Foundation stands for and the reason why we're here is such an awesome event and so humbling to be a part of for me, but I love definitely mixing and mingling with the people and the kids, and we just got finished playing broom ball. I mean, we couldn't have any more fun up here, so it's just a great weekend, a great event. We love coming.
I think that's by far the highlight, being with the fans and interacting with them, and really our whole day spent with them.
This grease board, what color is it? Oh, come on. This grease board, what color is it? This grease board, what color is it? What do cows drink? No, water. Okay, just want to make sure. So that's where we're at with this.
We want to talk about pass protection for the offensive line. The key thing about the offensive line, the centers and guards are responsible for the depth of the pocket. Therefore, the quarterback could always step up and follow through and get a great throw down football field.
I'm going to do some country coaching here, all right? They got a bunch of dudes over here, and there ain't nobody over there, okay? All right, I make it as simple as possible. So what happens? Frank Gore chops this guy down. Tom Rathman, great job.
This is a really unique event. First of all, going away with all of your supporters and your fans to such a gorgeous environment and having the opportunity to get to know them in a way that is not forced at all.
We had another guy on the team at that time, Ron Heller, and he was in his second year. And so when I came into the facility the next morning, I heard guys talking about, hey, did anybody fall for the turkey trick? Anybody? And then somebody said, hey, one of the tight ends went over with his letter. And I walked in, I said, man, who would fall for that? And Ron Heller was sitting there, and all these guys came in and said, Heller, you idiot, you fell for it 2 years in a row? And he said, I swear I didn't go. And everyone was like, yeah, right. Like, you gotta be the dumbest guy ever. And I never said a word till this minute.
Yeah, the Fireside Chat has grown in popularity over the last few years. We had quite a few folks out this year to really sit down in an intimate setting, get to know the alumni, get to talk, get to ask some questions, you know, spend some time.
No walls, man. It's just, you know, right out in front. Everybody can just walk up to you and tell you their story and how much the 49ers players, organization, and coaching staff meant to them over the years.
Everyone comes to this event with such an open mind and an open heart. And basically, the whole spirit of this is to pass the blessings forward. And here's an opportunity with a team and a culture that's all about giving. It's all about camaraderie. It's all about coming together to pass it forward, whether it be wealth or kindness or wisdom. And that's really what we got here. We get that feeling that we're part of a family.
You know, Winterfest is probably my favorite 49er event of the year, outside of playoff games, of course. And that's just because this is like the one time where everyone gets away to a destination together, supporting a good cause. It kind of just defines what California is all about, you know, that Lake Tahoe and skiing and snowboarding is 3 hours away from where we are. So we really like it. Our players like it. Our coaches like it.
So the first year of the event, barely broke even. We were pretty excited to have, I think, about a dozen auction items. This year, we're featuring 150 silent auction items, 20 Premier Silent, and then 26 incredible, unbelievable live auction items. So that alone has been an evolution. But beyond that, the event sells out months in advance now, and it really has become a preeminent event for anybody who wants to be part of the 49ers and the 49ers Foundation.
It's magic. It's wonderful. John York is the ultimate host, incredible grand gentleman, and adds a lot to it. So I give it an A+.
What it's really all about is raising money for a world-class cause. The work that the 49ers do in the community is just one of the most amazing things that you could contribute to.
It all boils down. They're all up here to give their money to kids, okay? That's what this thing's about. All right? And that's why you get so excited to come here. Because just when you read the paper or you this or that and you start getting down on humanity and then you come here, it's a great shot in the arm. Because this is the best of the best.
It's very exciting for us with the Steve Patterson Sports Philanthropy Award to be here enjoying this amazing event with the 49ers because they are our 2013 winner for the team that does the most outstanding philanthropy. As soon as you get a group of people with that kind of passion and that desire together, something that started as an idea becomes reality. We're gonna make a huge difference in a lot of people's lives.
This year, we are beyond fired up to be able to introduce our supporters to the newest initiative of the 49ers Foundation's portfolio. We're going to be announcing a huge gift, really an unprecedented gift, that will be going towards a STEM Leadership Institute, which will be housed at Cabrillo Middle School in Santa Clara, right down the street from Levi's Stadium. And the collaboration between the STEM initiatives that will be taking place at Levi's and at this classroom experience are just going to be mind-blowing. STEM is really at the core of Silicon Valley. It's science, technology, engineering, and math. And as we know, those four core subjects, plus a little bit of tinkering and a whole lot of passion, are what make the top executives tick. But what we're hoping to do with this institute is to be able to find kids who are already passionate about studying and about learning, and to help them infuse that learning with top-notch equipment, tools, and inspiration from mentors, from a lot of our founding partners at Levi's Stadium, who are also tech companies, to come in and showcase what they can do if they apply themselves and really dive into science, technology, engineering, and math.
Investing in science, technology, engineering, and math, the STEM programs, to benefit the Silicon Valley area for our youth, it's something that we take pride in, having our corporate headquarters in San Ramon. And so this is indeed something we look forward to every single year, and we're just honored to be able to be the premier sponsor.
The STEM Leadership Institute will take students in Santa Clara Unified School Districts and prepare them to be our future leaders. What we've learned is what it takes to prepare students for college and careers is things like them participating in competitions, motivation, leadership, intuitiveness, curiosity. And connecting after this weekend and speaking to the coaches do exactly that with the athletes every day when they work with them. I think connecting the 49ers with our future athletes, the students that are in the classroom, is going to create a program that's going to be the envy of the world.